Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
We have Mr. Jack Bromwich himself coming through to Corridor about his new track, Never Dreamed. Good morning to you, Jack. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fabu. I listened to the new Voom this morning, and it was a real pleasure. You know, I've liked them for a hot second, so it was awesome listening to new stuff.
Hell yeah. Mm. I'm excited to give it a listen.
Yeah, it's real good. It's real good stuff, man. It's real good stuff. You're based in Tamaki Makaurau, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Nice, nice. How is Tamaki Makaurau doing? Because it feels like they've been on, y'all have been on like a real whirlwind of just producing great music lately, and there's all sorts of great venues popping up and about. How's it going?
It's going real well. The scene here, it's growing, and there's a lot of really, really talented musicians coming through, and lots of really cool spaces, like same venues, like Double Whammy, opening up's been super important. Mm-hmm. I think for the scene, bringing a lot of, I guess, bigger acts and larger gigs to places like, you know, K-Road. So it's been super cool to have that kind of around that area. Mm. It's been real cool to see.
Mm. Another real cool thing to see is that New Zealand and Auckland collectively, really, they resisted Drake's tour. No one bought tickets to his tour, so we didn't end up playing here, which I thought was really nice. I thought that was
a welcome
thing that no one went to go see Drake.
Exactly. No, it's cool you can come together collectively over something like that and make a difference like that.
Making a real positive difference in our world. Now, the track Never Dreamed came out, I think, mid-April?
Yeah.
Have you had any good dreams lately?
I've had a few good dreams. I've been so busy. You know, I feel like I'm always forgetting what I've been dreaming about. But if there's like a span of time where I can kind of reflect, mm-hmm. yeah, I think I've had some pretty decent dreams.
Mm-hmm. Are you pretty good with like dream hygiene? Do you keep a dream journal?
I've been wanting to. I kind of started doing a dream journal once, but I think I kind of just got too busy to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. It is a very much a kind of a nice to have. It's not really essential in life, though. It's like, depending on how much your dreams, make up a portion of your life. If you have horrible night terrors all the time, you might have some stuff you want to work through.
Exactly. No, there's some stuff to talk about if you've got that.
Now, I saw that you make quite a lot of short-form content to keep people up to date with what's going on with Jack Bromwich. Now, were you a prominent Viner or Musical.ly user in high school?
I wouldn't say I was, really. I kind of only just started just for the music, really. Never really set out to make lots and lots of content, mm-hmm. but I guess it's kind of, it's kind of weird to do, mm-hmm. but I've done it for the music pretty much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never really set out for it.
Yeah, fair. Was it a learning curve?
Definitely, yeah. 100%. It's quite weird to market yourself. I never really set out to want to do it like that. Mm-hmm. I've kind of found the best way is just to kind of be myself on the internet, but most of the time it's just like not posting super relevant stuff. But
just the silly little offcuts and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like the stuff that I post that's not about my music does a bit better than when I don't post about my music, but... It's the penances of the algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's being known for things they don't want to be known for. You know, that's always a curse.
Yeah,
it's such a curse.
You're like, the guy from that one TikTok. Or...
Yeah. Oh my god, his pants fell down that one video, bro. It's Jack Bromwich. I love that. I've been seeing so many videos of people getting pantsed in public, and it's so funny to me.
Never gonna die out.
No, it's quite cruel, but it's really funny. the song Never Dreamed, from what I've gathered, is kind of learning to let go and being able to kind of let things play out without involving yourself too much, maybe being a little bit stoic. There's that line about forcing yourself to change. You know, is that kind of on the money? Is that in the right ballpark of the song's themes?
I'd say hit the nail pretty on the head.
Donk.
Yeah, I know, it's I guess it's all that process of change, and if you know, things will stay stagnant if you don't force yourself to, you know, move out of a kind of a rut or a situation that's making you feel bad.
Mm. a comfort zone sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, do you have difficulty doing that, or are you pretty good at being able to navigate change in your personal life?
I've had quite a lot of change, so I think I've gotten used to it, but I think it's quite easy to slip into those comfortable places, and I think it feels good and like natural, but I feel like it could be quite dangerous. I think just you can go and live life so comfortably and everything just goes by nicely. It's like there's no change. I feel everything just becomes quite mundane.
Yeah, it's like it's like a stagnant body of water. It just slowly gets a bit murky, then you start to get algal blooms or whatever, you know. It's kind of what I think about it. You want to have a bit of flux, but a dynamism, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
It's that whole thing, like, you try and make every day stand out.
Exactly. And I said this the other day on the show, you know, if you try and have a good day, chances are you probably will have one.
Yeah.
You know. If you try and do things you know you like, if you want to try explore new things, at least you did a new thing. Like, there's always, you know, I think there's a problem with being trapped inside of a little black screen all the time is that you don't get out as much as you'd like to, and you don't get to do things in the physical world, which is, you know, what we should be doing more.
Exactly. No, you should be getting off the scroll and going for a walk or, I don't know, doing something proactive.
What are your favourite active things to do in Tamaki Makaurau?
We've got this massive reserve by my house. So I'll go walk around there and listen to music, and feels nice to connect to nature and stuff. I don't think there's a lot in Tamaki. You know, a lot of like central spaces for that, so I'm quite blessed to have that so close to me.
No, that's very cool. Is there a lot of green space in Tamaki Makaurau?
I think the further out you go there are, centrally it's quite
more concrete
cityscape. It spans out for quite a while, but there are little pockets of places. I think the further north you go, the more nature you'll start to see.
That's cool. Yeah, no, from what I hear, like above Auckland is like the real beautiful parts of the North Island. Not that the rest of the North Island is ugly or anything, but I mean Kirikiriroa and Kirikiri and I don't know, all those beaches, Kaperanga, stuff like that. I want to go up there at some point, but I haven't really been there before. You know, the track sound wise kind of occupies indie shoegaze, Midwest emo kind of vibes. And the inspiration playlist that you made on Spotify kind of reinforces that notion for me personally. When did you stumble upon a lot of those artists who, you know, influence that sound? And when did you realize that you wanted to make music, not in that vein, but, you know... From those sources.
Oh, I've been really into local music for the past 2-3 years. And just seeing... especially last year, it was Junk Festival that they had up in Tamaki on K Road. Just some of the bands there are so able to be themselves and are so comfortable showcasing the kind of music they make, and the community around that was so big. But it's just all my favourite bands, like Saltwater Criminals, have been a really big inspiration. Marlon's Dreaming, Warning, School Fair.
School Fair. Yeah, that album they put out last year was dope.
I've been listening to that so much since it came out. But it's just so cool to see so many bands that are so unique, but all kind of look out for each other and have that community as well.
I mean, everyone, and I think it's like a positive thing of New Zealand being a real small countries that everyone kind of knows each other one way or another.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, has its downsides for sure. I think living in a small town like Dunedin, there's one thing I've noticed, and that drama gets around really fast, and everyone kind of knows each other's dirty laundry at some point. But, you know, that's the negative side. There's lots of positives. Now, this track is your kind of ninth or fifth song to date, depending on who you ask or where you look. It's the first track you put out this year. Will there be more tunes coming from Jack Bromwich in the year of our Lord 2025?
Yep, there'll definitely be some more tracks coming over the next few months. We're just going to get them all sorted out, and yeah, they should be ready to be with everyone.
Awesome.
Hopefully soon.
Can we expect an EP or an album, a project, so to speak?
Definitely, no, there's an EP to follow, which is super exciting. I've been really looking forward to get it out, but it's just nearly there.
You're putting the finishing touches on it.
Yeah, finishing touches, and yeah, once it's ready, we'll sort out a few things. Got to iron a few things out, but I'm super, super excited for it.
Awesome. Well, so am I, man. Never Dreamed is a banger, and I can't wait to see what else you put out this year. Will a visit to Waipounalumi with the South Island be on the cards in 2025 as well? Will you be coming to Aotearoa to Dunedin this year?
I'd be quite keen to. If we can make it down, they'll definitely be on the cards. But if not this year, definitely at some stage.
Yeah, I'll hold you to that. Thank you for coming on the program this morning, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a real pleasure, and I wish you all the best with the music stuff and Tamaki. Take care.
Thanks so much, man.
Cheers, cheers. People, that was Jack Brumwich. We're talking about his new track, Never Dreamed, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to The One. Coming up at 10, we have Max White from Bunchy's Big Score to come through and play some unreleased tracks. That's going to be awesome. Here's Jack Brumwich with Never Dreamed. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.